need to move closer. No.
Back with another video, baby. No, let me stop. Yo.
I'm being for real, but okay.
Oh, yeah, you good. They can pick you up. Hey, I know y'all were expecting these to be out every day because I definitely set that first one to come out on Monday. But it might be a segment that we're doing once a week. Who knows? It's my co-host. He just ain't got time for y'all like I do. You know, I lie.
What are you talking about? You work a different schedule for me.
I'm talking about your busy schedule.
I get off in the afternoon, early afternoons, and have plenty of time to do plenty of things.
He's just a very busy man. He doesn't have time for this.
At night, at 3 in the afternoon, and work all the way to nighttime.
I'm sorry that you're so busy.
I only work in the morning, man. Don't bring personal stuff onto this, man. Come on, brother.
You're the one giving out times and dates.
Hey, brother. You ain't had to bring your personal business up here. This ain't got nothing to do with that.
You
here
for
Invincible. I'm here to talk about Mark. I ain't here to talk about you.
Okay.
Or me. It's all about Mark. And it's maybe some anime. I'm not here to talk about nobody else.
Okay, well, this is episode 2 review, man. Give your thoughts.
No. You don't get to do that, sir.
You literally just said you weren't
here. No, I'm actually finished typing up something. You go ahead and start. Multitasking.
That is very interesting. So, in this episode, they show one of my favorite, in the beginning of the season, my favorite characters, which was Robot and Darkblood.
Damien Darkblood?
Whatever his name is.
Damien Darkblood.
So, Robot just seemed really cool, and I like how he was very logical, you know, cold and calculated. Those characters are always the best of me, but they definitely tried to humanize him later in the season, but I ain't gonna talk about that, but that's why he stopped being my favorite character. Also, you know, Mark's over here trying to figure out how to balance his powers and whatnot. And he finally faces his real threat. First real threat. But I'm skipping scenes because when you start the second episode, they pick up right where the first one left. And the fake Justice League got annihilated. I was very shocked in how they tried to put their bodies together, pick up the mess. So much blood was... The confusion, and you're wondering why Omni-Man did that, Mike. And that's a question that really just stayed in the air for most of the season. But it's a very shocking and graphic aftermath, and I'm glad that they did it like that, because that is literally Invincible. Like, that sets the stage up for the rest of the season. What else happened? It seems like he got a girl interested in him, this Amber chick. I don't know too much about her, but she seems like one of those feminist type, you know. And I'm surprised that she's a black woman, you know? I wasn't expecting that.
She wasn't in the comics.
Oh.
In the comics, she's like a, you don't call them dumb type of girls, but she's a ditzy. Is it ditzy? I think it's ditzy. She's like a ditzy, it's a white girl. She's very ditzy, though, in a way. Some of the stuff they put in Amber, from what I've read, when I've seen, it is better that they did Amber than they did Amber. Granted, the comic was like 20-something years ago. It's years since this thing has been made. But, yeah, they did good. Roman J. Israel.
That's quiet.
I'm sitting there talking. No, that just threw me off. I'm like, who are you? I'm sorry. I was just putting that in. You know, just make them. Well, no, such a go.
Oh, I don't mind. I thought you wanted to.
Oh, no. I was just feeding off of what you were saying, man.
Okay.
That's
all. Some other things that happened. It was something weird. I'm pretty sure they were foreshadowing that the man, the bum superhero that throws the loose change, he was up to something that he shouldn't be doing. What else?
Bum superhero that throws the loose change?
Yeah. I forget his name. I want to call him Rocket because he reminds me of Rocket for some reason.
Oh, you're talking about Teen Team?
Yeah.
That's Rex.
Oh, Rex, yeah.
I don't know. What's his hero name? I don't know Rex's hero name. I don't know Rex.
Maybe he ain't got one.
He's an idiot. But yeah. He should be called the idiot.
But Mark, he went Super Saiyan mode, got angry. They was running up on Eve. He didn't like that. He started to charge up. And then he just got to it. Like, maybe the Virtumite or whatever in him just started to flex. But I need him to harness this power because so far, he just been looking lost. Hopefully later, well, I know what happens, but hopefully later he steps up because he's having a rocky start. That's all I got to say.
You think Mark is having a rocky start?
Definitely.
That's good. Do you ever think in any point else in the future episodes that he's gotten better? There's a reason to mess.
He definitely makes progress, but
I'm pretty sure, like I said before, I think I did say it in the first one. In the comments, they said he get it all easy.
I would like to
from see what that I've take. Read samples of. It do seem like he just get the hero thing real quick. But in a way, what threw me off about some of it, he gets his ass whooped a lot, man.
Yeah.
And then when he goes Super Saiyan, I'm like, why couldn't y'all just let that be for a little while? I don't know. Maybe when he gets super mad, he wants to fight more. Or he fights better. He gets beat a lot. Sometimes I get tired of Mark getting whooped. I mean, granted, it's like, well, how would you think a first superhero would be? Well, if his dad showed him something, instead of catching balls and flying, he should have been fighting. But maybe he did that on purpose, so can nobody best him in the fight?
He definitely, I don't know, he just seems real lost. He couldn't even... So they had this thing where he saved an old lady during the first invasion. And I felt so bad for this lady because this goes back to the part where they keep up with the subplots. It wasn't just he saved the lady. We don't see her no more. She's saved, so she lives her life again. No. We see her in the hospital, and then we see the aftermath. They talk about how they reached her family, but she's not well enough to go to another hospital. Then we hear that she finally died. Mark doesn't take that well. But you can see Omni-Man kind of brushes it off and was just like, hey, man, let's just go get something to eat.
And they're like, man, not even seeing pancakes.
Not even seeing that his son is going through it.
Forget that old dead person. Let's keep rolling.
And you also can see that... another side of him when he asks for his costume back.
Give me my damn suit. Yeah. Drawers and socks. That's how I felt. Like he just telling, go get my underwear. It's like, get my arrangements. And it made me think, why would they still be holding it in that hospital? Granted, I know they, at this point, technically Caesar's not trying to believe in nothing else. But it's like, why didn't y'all just take that suit and see who blood was on that?
It seems like something Cecil would do, too.
I can't wait to dive deeper into these comics.
Oh, and Cecil's mad cool. I like his whole character.
He's very more likable. In later episodes, with them last two, they kind of show him as being more what he's like in the comics, compassionate. So, Cecil's very likable. But, you know, there's a whole lot of history ahead.
But yeah, that's all I wanted to speak on. You got any other thoughts?
In this episode, the showcase interesting. I mean, it's the first couple of episodes is good. But yeah, this episode does, it's not one of my favorites. It's not one of my less, all the most strong episodes. It's just, how can I put it? I do like how they show the dynamic in this with the different characters and how they switch and how they interact with each other. Like, how does Rex interact with Mark? Because Mark is, no lie, Mark is a little chill. Rex is like, God. not like God. I'm saying like God. You're worse than mother lover. You know that?
Yeah, that's hey, you know he didn't go to that's public school. Thinking.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He couldn't. He better be glad he got power because that mouth part gets hit, man. I mean blood. But as far as that, okay, they do plant the seeds early. If you were somebody who didn't know no history of this show, they do plant the seeds early. Yeah, I don't even know. That's kind of a dick. Just the infamous turnaround character like people want to do with Superman, turn him evil. Yeah, this is that dick. You know what I thought about? Because online, you know, they compare him and Superman. I thought about it. I said, you know what? Like people said, you can't have evil. You can't have Omni-Man without an evil Superman. That Superman 4 movie that gets flat, I think he turns evil in Superman 4. Or is it 3? One of them. Mm-hmm. They need to give that movie some respect. Give them some respect. Because they gave you some Homelanders. They gave you some Omni-Man. So I like this turn. But Omni-Man, fuck him.
I'm weak.
Go on rewatching. It does make you feel even more worse for Mark's mom. It's like, makes you feel a little bit more like sad for her. It's like, oh man, you really. I mean, well, I like how in this episode they do foreshadow. Like, she's like, what the hell is going on here? Why you acting like this? Mm-hmm. It's like, man, it's a gut punch to the rest of this when you really, when she finally learns things and a pet. I'm putting it like that, a pet. But yeah, it's good. I like episode 2. I do like it. It's not my favorite one, but I like it.
By the end of this, I do want to put a rating system on the characters, but I'm gonna say I also like Omni-Man's character.
You really want me to give a rating?
Oh, well, not yet. We don't even know all the characters yet.
Well, we just, you know, I put it out there. I already seen it. I'm just rewatching it.
Yeah, we both seen it, but we're doing reviews.
But I know. I just, for this episode, I want to get Mark, because at this point, I'm still getting to used to Mark as a new character that I'm being introduced to. I'm still going to give Mark a high 9.5, because he's not an arrogant superhero. He's not. He's very optimistic, just like the name says. And he's very optimistic. And he's trying to be best. At first, you know, he's just trying to be his dad. But that's why I can't wait for the next seasons. But for us right now, oh yeah, man, he's a 9. He's a 9.5. Because it's like this kid tries to believe in himself. And he was so hurt. Like that real innocent look in him when the lady gets hurt. And when she dies, it's like, yeah, he's a real hero. Most heroes don't go to bed, and my understanding, a real hero does not go to bed at night thinking, you know, people die in this line of work. Omni Man, granted, no matter what he really is throughout this whole thing, he's like the hardened soldier in the military that's like, hey man, people die. People be in your barracks sometimes and they just die. But when they come to Invincible will reflect the new soldier who's just like, oh my God, somebody died in my hands, you know. It's like, yeah, I like how they show the different dualities between the father and the son. Shows a lot of that mother in Mark. Shows a lot of that mother. Oh, and so far my favorite character will still be, other than Mark, Cecil. And I'm skipping over him. Damien Darkblood is a great character. I heard they do less with him in the comics, but they do a lot more with him in the show, and I'm glad they did, because it's funny, man. This is Hellboy and Rorschach. I can't remember from all my
time. Oh, Rorschach.
Rorschach. Okay, it's Rorschach? I didn't know if it was Rorschach or not. I just know, I know the character when I see him. I'm like, that's Watchmen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like how they mix that. It's like, okay, because what is it? Everything's supposed to be like a parody almost, but not an insulting parody. It's like, hey, man, I like this stuff. So, watch, it's making me think, like, what would happen if you really did get a Hellboy and Ro, say his name, Rorschach?
Sure.
Whatever. Rogar, Rorschach, hallelujah. Who knows? But I do like this. I do like Damian Darkblood. He is one of the favorites. I do like him. And how he's just, you know, he's so, yeah, I know about this case, man. I already solved it. Don't ask no more questions. One of them did it.
I mean, I gotta say Robot was my favorite in this episode. But I like Donald. I like Cecil. Dark Blood. I wasn't really attached to Mark at first. I was seeing the story through his eyes. So I was just like, let's see what he becomes. Because right now I know this isn't who he's going to be. He's just beginning. Like, he's changed a lot from the first episode, from when he was powerless, so.
He was powerless from what? Like, 5? How many?
17 years.
No, I'm saying, I know he was powerless from that. I'm thinking about the show, but if you're going off his age and stuff, I mean, at least when he got his powers, he wanted a dick. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's actually training himself. Like, when he's jumping off of stuff to see how can he really land, even though he's making quarters in the backyard. But I'm like, he's trying. That's what made me like, yo, this character, you can say he's new or whatever, but... Okay, we've been getting so used to, what, most of the heroes that we like, they have movies, they're cartoons and stuff, which is either before we was born, when we was born, or during, some crap like that. But you don't never see, like Batman, you don't really see Batman, well, unless this new one has the, when he messes up. When he do shoots a batarang and it goes wrong. Or when he shoots out and tries to go swinging somewhere and he might fall. This day actually showing like, yeah, Mark isn't, he's going to mess this stuff because he's new. That's why I like, it's genuine. Because if, like when we all work new jobs, we don't know nothing. You might know something just from general experience or wherever else you've been, but you don't know exactly, because every company is different. Just like every character is different. And like, if you get something new added to your body, you lose a ligament today and get a robot leg. Not to say it like that, but you know, like, it does function like robotics now. I'm really misinterpreting these words, but it's like if you get a foreign leg, you gotta learn how to work it. And you will fall down, you will hurt, give it a good wow, you got it. So that's what I like. It's genuine. I'm glad that they didn't go the comic route and just make him Superboy.
So yeah, like, I do like
it's
how
genuine. It's very genuine, and I applaud the writers for that. That's genuine, man. Showing that your character is that. I mean, even if you have a character that has experience, at least make him mess up. Or be at least a effed up character to where it's like, yeah, man, you learn your way. We get it.
I do like that they showed his progress level increase slowly. Usually they have to rush it, though, because...
That's what they do in the movies.
Exactly. In the movies, and I'm thinking Spider-Man, had a good 15 minutes where he was trying to jump across the building or
do the
wall crawling thing. But if it was a show format, they could have took more time to show him actually training and getting used to his powers and whatnot.
And before I have to retract, because I don't want nobody to say, well, Batman, I get it, Batman running around the world and learn how to fight, so, you know, whatever. But you can still mess up. I think there's only one movie that might have shown that, but it's just like, oh, it's like Batman, Massive Phantasm. That shows perfectly how a Bruce Wayne would be. He get his ass handed to him.
You don't count Gotham?
No, because it's really not about Batman. It's more about GCPD. Batman Master of Phantasm is really a show that goes in depth on the origin story of Batman, in a way, by giving you a little bit of, like, he's already Batman, but shining to his backstory. Not just being, oh, well, I went around the world and learned this stuff. Nah, man, it does still give you that kind of thing, but when he first puts on, like, a little ski mask, and there's two bank robbers, I don't know if it was a bank or a warehouse, but he's like, hey, stop that. And they like, what? They do. Like, he puts up a fight, but they do end up kicking his ass and leaving him, like, coughing on the ground. And it's like, yeah, show some of that. Just, I don't know, because it's like, well, you get used to these characters over the years. New characters should show they have weakness, or at least they're misguided, or they messed up. But you can't just keep every character can't just be that perfect where they, you know, they get it. And then also in movies, I think you have a less connection because, oh, they quit. Yeah, you can't take all day explaining the stuff the show can explain in 2 hours. But 8 episodes, and they do say they plan on doing live action with Invincible. I don't know how. But it's kind of like, does that defeat the mystique of what you know? Well, but then again, it's like, hey, it's a new character. You should expect these type of things. Just don't let Warner Brothers get their hands on it. What? I'm just saying, don't let them get their hands on it.
I guess that summarizes our review of episode 2. 3's coming up shortly. You know, I'm on this man's schedule, so. Man, but yeah, I'll sign out. Thanks for tuning in.